The last meeting of the Haynesboro Assembly went relatively fast. The main agenda item was an appeal of a permit issued to Southeast Road Builders for a rock quarry on Lutac Road. The appellants requested the discussion be postponed until all assembly members are able to participate. A supermajority of 5 votes is required to overturn Planning Commission's decisions, and the absence of one assembly member made that requirement difficult to meet. During his mayor's report, Mayor Tom Morfitt spoke about the coming meeting of the Alaska Municipal League.
This is where we go and gain knowledge and ask questions and steal good ideas and bring them back here and make use of them.
The event assembles municipal leaders from around the state. There are many workshops to attend, and Morfitt said he will task some assembly members with attending them and reporting what they have learned. Morfitt also gave an update on the downtown winter trash cans.
Staff has set out 4 trash cans for pedestrians and dog walkers downtown, and unfortunately, they're filling up with bags of household garbage. So we're going to be retrofitting those cans to allow only small deposits.
He said doggy bags are available and encourages all citizens to contribute to downtown cleanliness. Morfitt says he is working towards re-energizing the Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Council, a group that was active for 40 years since the creation of the preserve and whose meetings have recently become more sporadic.
Absent any objections from the assembly, I will ask the Regional Parks Superintendent Preston Cruz to restart that group.
Morfitt alluded to the recent landslides that shook the community of Wrangell.
I did draft a letter to the city of Wrangell. Also, former Mayor Doug Olrud has reached out and offered his assistance. We're basically offering them any advice and what we learned during our own landslide tragedies.
Morfitt talked about the Lutac Dock, an issue that has received much attention from the public.
I'm working on getting a written transcript from our workshop on Lutac Dock and getting that out. In the meantime, the clock is ticking on the dock project. So if we want a different design or more questions, it's just a reminder that discussion has to happen pretty fast. We've set a direction and we haven't deviated from it yet.
The assembly went on to unanimously vote for the adoption of new tariffs for the borough's docks and harbors. Included in this are increases in docking fees and changing lightering fees from a flat rate to charging according to vessel length. Borough Clerk Aleka Fullerton read the Harbor Master's recommendations for charging for staff time, increasing the charge to $50 per hour during regular hours and to $100 per hour during off hours.
During the course of the year, many employees work for the Ports and Harbors Department. The employee pay is not uniform and neither is their overall compensation. The amended rate was suggested after reviewing staff wages and considering who will likely perform the required tasks.
The Assembly passed a resolution that allows for the purchase of a new police car for $85,000. They passed another resolution to contract a firm to audit the fire department. Assembly member Deborah Schnabel voiced her disappointment that the Assembly had not been involved more in that discussion up to now.
What are we looking for? Why are we looking for it? What do we expect to get out of it? Do I think we need one? I think so. I think we should have had it long before we decided that we were going to hire a fire chief, but we've kind of are going to do all these things apparently at the same time.
The Assembly amended the resolution to say that the Public Safety Advisory Committee members will be part of the project team. The mayor said he will have named the members of the advisory committee by Friday. The deadline for applying to join that committee is Thursday. The contract for the audit is currently at $41,000. The Assembly also discussed the state of the Letnikoff dock. The harbor master has described the dock as damaged beyond repair. The cost of replacing it is estimated at $3 million, and the Assembly will discuss a course of action at a later meeting. The next meeting of the Haynesboro Assembly will be on December 12th. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermignon.